Hi everyone and welcome to A Plus English. My name is Joe.
Hi, I'm Elsie. Yesterday we introduced this famous story, The Band of Animals, to our students. Do you still remember the four animals?
Let's see, we had the dog, we had the cat, we had the rooster,
and
we had the donkey.
Exactly. They were old and useless, so they're trying to run away from their owners.Or their owners might kill them.
That's right. They thought they were old and useless. The donkey couldn't work. The dog couldn't hunt. The cat couldn't catch mice. And the rooster was going to become dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided to go to Bremen.
Right.
To become musicians.
However, they were really old.
Yes.
So they had to stop to rest.
Yes, they needed to take a break.
Or they might be too tired to walk to Bremen.
Yes, and the whole plan could be shot. They might not be able to get to Bremen, become musicians, and stop being useless. They didn't want to be useless anymore. Will they be able to do that? We'll find out today. Let's go to our story.
The Band of Animals.
The donkey and dog settled under a large tree. The cat climbed onto one of the branches. The rooster flew to the very top of the tree and shouted,
I see a house!
The animals quickly got up. The donkey said,
I would love to sleep under a roof.
The dog added,
I would love to eat a bone with some meat on it.
The cat and the rooster agreed. The animals began walking toward the house. When they finally arrived, the donkey looked through the window.
There's a group of robbers sitting around a table. They're eating a feast,
he said. Every animal started to feel hungry.
Branch, branch. The branches of the tree fell off during the typhoon. The branches of the tree fell off during the typhoon. Quickly, quickly. The thief quickly ran away before the police arrived.The thief quickly ran away before the police arrived. Bone, bone. Robbie broke a bone in his arm. Robbie broke a bone in his arm. Toward, toward. The dog walked toward the park.The dog walked toward the park.
The story begins today by saying the donkey and dog settled under a large tree. The cat climbed onto one of the branches. So the cat is old, but he can still climb trees. So
that's good.
He can still move pretty well.
Yeah. 今天文章一开始呢，告诉我们这几只动物做了什么事情。驴子和狗在树下坐了下来，猫呢，则是爬到其中一根树枝上头。
We saw the word settle there. Mm-hmm. They were settling by or under a tree. If you settle somewhere, it just means you get comfortable there.
Right.
You might sit down or lie down. You just become comfortable in a place.
Settle 是安顿、定居或是坐下来的意思。What about the word onto, O-N-T-O?
Onto means to move onto something or to be like on top of something. So the cat was moving onto a branch, which means he climbed up and he was going to be on top of the branch and sit there or walk across it.
Onto 代表的是呢从 A 移动到 B 的上面，也就是呢到某物之上的意思。在文章当中啊，指的是猫从原本的位置移动到树枝上。在这边跟同学们补充哦，我们还会看过一个字叫做 into, I-N-T-O, 那就是从 A 移动到 B 的里面，也就是到某物的里面去。记得这两个字都有移动的动作在里头。
The cat was going on to a tree branch, mm-hmm. and a branch is a part of a tree that grows out from the trunk. So you can think of a tree like this. This is the trunk, and these out here would be the branches. Just mm-hmm. like this, we could say the branches of the tree fell off during the typhoon. The branches of the tree fell off during the typhoon.
Branch 就是树枝啦。复数字尾加 es 怎么念呢？我们念作 branches, branches。例句提到呢，树的树枝啊，在台风来的时候从树上掉了下来。That was terrible. Okay, now we know what the donkey, the dog, and the cat did. What about the rooster? We haven't mentioned the rooster.
Yeah, what's the rooster going to do? Well, it says the rooster flew to the very top of the tree and shouted.I see a house! So he flew up there. Roosters, you don't see them fly too much, but they can fly a little bit. This rooster, he's old, but...
Can they fly that high?
This one can.
Like up to the mountain?
This is a special rooster.
Special rooster, okay.
He flew up to the top, and when you're on top of a tree, you can mm-hmm. see very far, and he sees a house.
原来啊，公鸡飞到了树顶上。然后大叫呢，我看到一栋房子了 ，I see a house。文章中出现 very 这个字，用来加强语气。公鸡飞到的是树的正上方。
So the animals, they were excited. The animals quickly got up.
接下来呢，本来在休息的动物们呢，就迅速的站了起来。
Quickly is an adverb and it means at a fast speed. For example, the thief quickly ran away before the police arrived. One more time, the thief quickly ran away before the police arrived.
Quickly, 快地、迅速地是一个副词。注意哦，字尾如果是 ly 结尾的字，大多都是 adverbs 副词。例句提到呢，在警方抵达之前，小偷迅速地逃走了。
So they're very excited about this, and the donkey tells us why. The donkey said, mm-hmm. I would love to sleep under a roof. Yes, they've been walking outside. Remember, mm-hmm. they're old. It's probably very tiring. You don't want to sleep outside.
So they haven't eaten anything.
They're probably tired and maybe cold or too hot or something, so they want to stay under a roof.
驴子接着就说啦，我想要在有屋顶的地方睡觉，而不在路边，不要露天的床铺，对不对哈？ So the donkey wanted to sleep in the house instead of under the tree or just on the streets.
Yes.
So somebody would love to do something means somebody wants to do something, 也就是某人想要做某事的意思。
Now the dog has something to say as well. The dog...added, I would love to eat a bone with some meat on it. So yes, they need a place to stay mm-hmm. under a roof. That would be nice.
Food to eat.
They need to fill their bellies. If you walk a long way, you get really hungry. What do dogs love? They love bones. Mm-hmm. They love to chew on a bone, but hopefully with some meat on it too. Because if you just eat the bone, that's not very much. It's not going to fill you up.
Right. 狗狗就补充说啊，我想要吃带有一些肉的骨头。这边呢，同学们看到 add 这个字 ADD， 它是呢加上补充的意思，所以狗狗补充说，我想要吃一些带有肉的骨头。And the word bone means
it's one of the hard parts that together form the frame of a human or an animal or a fish's body.、Mm-hmm. Like if you just touch your wrist right here, you can feel the bone underneath the skin. For example, Robbie broke a bone in his arm.
Bone 就是骨头啦。例句提到呢 ，Robbie 摔断了手臂里的一根骨头。I think the cat and the rooster would say something too.
I'm sure they have something to say, and in fact, the cat and the rooster agreed. Okay, so they said, yeah, let's do that. Let's go to the house.The animals began walking toward the house.
猫和公鸡呢同意其他动物的说法啦。那这些动物们四肢就开始朝房子走过去了。So they were not worried or scared what they might encounter in the house. They just started to walk toward it.
Yeah, I guess they're just excited about it. So yes, they're moving toward the house. And toward is a preposition. It means in the direction of or closer to someone or something. For example, the dog walked toward the park. So the park is here, the dog is walking toward it, mm-hmm. in that direction. One more time, the dog walked toward the park.
Toward, 朝向，它也是一个介系词。例句提到呢，狗狗朝公园走过去。Sometimes we might see towards as well.字尾有的时候会加上 s， 那它的意思是什么呢？ Do they have the same meaning?
Toward and towards, they mean the same thing. Toward means in the direction, or sometimes you can use towards when you're talking、mm-hmm. about something like is hypothetical or、mm-hmm. something that is just an idea or a concept. And also one is、British English and one is American English.
Oh, so which one is the British English?、
I believe British is towards with the
towards
S on
with
the
S.
end.
Towards with S. Okay, so American English is toward.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's next in our article?
Next, it says when they finally arrived, the donkey looked through the window.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they get to the house, they're going to have a look around.And it says there is a group of robbers sitting around a table. Okay, it's a good thing they took a look first and didn't just knock on the door and say, Hi, we're here.
Hold on, did you just say robbers?
Robbers.
Robbers?
People who steal things.
Right.
People who take things that don't belong
to
them.
And they're in the house.
They're in the house.
当他们终于抵达的时候呢，驴子就往窗内一看。他看到啊，有一群抢匪 robbers 正围圈坐在桌子前面。A group of 是一群一组的意思。我们有请英文快译通老师为我们讲解一些量词的用法。
英文
快译通 ，Oh yeah！
Hello everyone, I'm Winnie. 有时候学英文的时候会不会觉得哦，为什么要学这么多时态？昨天去，今天去，明天去，啊不都是去，为什么要 go when gone？ 但其实外国人学中文的时候也会遇到啊、哦，中文怎么这么麻烦的时候，这样你心里有没有觉得比较平衡一点点？想想啊，现在这么多外国人这么认真的学中文，在读英文的时候是不是觉得比较心甘情愿一点点？好啦，今天也是要介绍一个中文可以很简单都用一群说，但是英文依照对象就会有不同的量词。For example， 很简单的一群人，我们会说 a group of people。A group of students 等等的。另外我们看到空中如果有一群鸟飞过，这时候这种飞禽类的啊，我们英文里就会说 a flock of birds。 flock F-L-O-C-K 本身就当名词的时候就会有鸟群的意思啦，或是比较小的动物群， For example a flock of sheep。 不过若是体积比较大的，我们习惯上会用 a herd of。 a herd of elephantsA herd of buffaloes， 一群大象或是一群水牛。但是再小一点点的呢，例如一群狗，我们可以会说 a pack of dogs。 pack 本身就有一包一盒或是一伙一群，比如说像一群狗啊狼啊，英文的量词我们就会固定用 a pack of。 这样还有什么动物的一群我们还没有讲到勒？不能忘记水中的 fish。 如果你玩过潜水啊，或是看过海底总动员 Finding Nemo， 一定就会对大自然水中一群鱼游过去这种壮观的景象美景啊，美到目瞪口呆。那一群鱼好像就不太符合刚刚教的用法，因为一群鱼英文里会说 a school of fish。 在水里游的一群生物我们都会用 a school of something。不要问为什么啦，因为理由很可怕。So， 今天教了一群的各式英文用法，之后不要永远只会万用的 a group of 咯。英文快译通，我们下次见，拜拜。
All right, that was our grammar point for today. Mm-hmm. Before we left you, they were looking through a window and they saw robbers there. And as I said, a robber is somebody who steals, somebody who might go into a bank with a gun and say, hands up, give me all your money. Or just, you know, take a purse or a wallet from somebody and take it and run away. So mm-hmm. that's what these guys are. They're criminals. They break the law.
Robert 抢匪，抢匪去抢夺的动作呢，我们说 rob, R-O-B, 由抢匪去抢夺，那就抢案发生啦。抢案是 robbery, R-O-B-B-E-R-Y, robbery. So, why were the robbers sitting around the table? Were they talking about how to rob a house or a bank?
Yeah, maybe they're making a plan. They're saying, okay, when we get to the bank, you go here, I go here, you point your gun at everyone, and I'll take the money. But...No, it says they're eating a feast. So the donkey was looking in. He says they're eating a feast. They're having a big meal,
Maybe they robbed one of the banks already.
Maybe they already did the robbery, yes.
原来抢匪们在屋子里面围在那个餐桌前面是在吃大餐。
A feast is just a big meal. It's not like just a regular meal where you have like a sandwich and some soup. You'll have a whole table full of food like it's Chinese New Year and you're just eating all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah, feast, 大餐盛宴. I bet the animals wanted to join them very much, but they were thieves.
Yeah, they're dangerous guys, so they might not want to go in or maybe they're very hungry. In fact, that is what happened. It says every animal started to feel hungry. You know how that is if you see a table.Full of food, you start saying,
and your mouth will start watering.
I could go for some of that. I don't care if they're robbers. I just want to sit down and have some of that food.
文章最后就说到了，每只动物都开始觉得饿了。So what would the animals do? Joe and I will tell you guys tomorrow. Now let's go to our wrap up. Joe, will you predict what the animals would do in tomorrow's article?
Okay,
I can't wait to read it.
Let's see. What are they going to do? Well, okay, the robbers are inside. They've got all that food, and the animals are outside, and they want that food. So I think the animals are going to say, you know what? Forget about being musicians. We'll just be robbers, too. We'll join the robbers.
And rob the robbers.
And we'll rob from the robbers. And then we'll just be robbers. We don't have to be musicians. I'm bad at predicting stuff. That might not be right.
Yeah, and maybe they would have a fight with the thieves, right? The robbers, we can say.
The robbers, but then they might get killed by the thieves. Those are dangerous guys.
Or they can kill the thieves, robbers.
I wonder if the Brothers Grimm would write that. I don't know. We're going to have to find out tomorrow what exactly is going to happen. There's so many possibilities. We just kind of left you out there on a ledge, and we're going to find out what the conclusion is.On tomorrow's program. So please join us then for A Plus English. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
A Plus 小聚会
I'm skipping gym tonight because I sprained my ankle.
I'm skipping gym tonight because I sprained my ankle.
飞喽！找理由特辑呢，就要在今天落幕啦。Welcome back to our 小聚会 ，I'm Vina. I'm skipping gym tonight because I sprained my ankle. 我今天晚上不去健身房了，因为我扭到我的脚踝。要是你已经约好一起去运动的朋友这样告诉我，其实我的第一个反应还是天哪，你还好吗？除非啊，对方真的是坏透了，拿这个当借口来爽约我。现在讲解一下今天的小聚会句型 skip 这个字，相信大家都很熟悉，有跳过、越过的意思。不过呢，今天的小聚会啊，比较有避开的意思，例如 skip class or skip school， 意思就是跳课啦。You avoid something that you usually do.Or should do 就是 skip 的意思咯 OK, skip gym 套用刚刚的解释啊，就是指你跳掉健身房的例行训练啦小聚会后面的 sprain S-P-R-A-I-N 是扭到的意思 sprain my ankle or sprain my wrist 是扭到你的脚踝或是扭到你的手是很常见的字咯 Just remember If you sprain your ankle Apply ice to your sprained ankle记得，要是你今天扭伤你的脚踝，一定要先冰敷，舒缓一下你扭到的肿胀哦。Sprain 当名词啊，就是指你去扭伤的那个部分咯。OK， 我们来复习一下今天的小聚会。I'm skipping gym tonight because I sprained my ankle。小聚会，我们再相会啦，拜。
I'm skipping gym tonight because I sprained my ankle.
I'm skipping gym tonight.Because I sprained my ankle.
The band of animals.
The donkey and dog settled under a large tree. The cat climbed onto one of the branches. The rooster flew to the very top of the tree and shouted,
I see a house!
The animals quickly got up. The donkey said,
I would love to sleep under a roof.
The dog added,
I would love to eat a bone with some meat on it.
The cat and the rooster agreed. The animals began walking toward the house. When they finally arrived, the donkey looked through the window.
There's a group of robbers sitting around a table. They're eating a feast,
he said. Every animal started to feel hungry.
Branch, branch. The branches of the tree fell off during the typhoon. The branches of the tree fell off during the typhoon. Quickly, quickly. The thief quickly ran away before the police arrived. The thief quickly ran away before the police arrived. Bone, bone. Robbie broke a bone in his arm. Robbie broke a bone in his arm. Toward, toward. The dog walked toward the park. The dog walked toward the park.